Today's daf is Zvachim daf Pei Hei. We left off in daf Pei Dalet and Beis. We're continuing in sugyas relating to Im Ala Lo Yered or Im Ala Yered. And the Mishnah that we had yesterday discussed which kinds of psulin, when they're Ola on the Mizbeach, are they not Yored from the Mizbeach? And which kinds of psulin, when they're Ola on the Mizbeach, you should still be Morid them from the Mizbeach. And we had a Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, where Rabbi Yehuda said something that's Nishchat Belaila, or Nishbach Dama, or Yatza Dama Chutz L'Klayim, Im Ol Satere, that those kinds of things, they're so bad that even if they go up on the Mizbeach, you have to bring them back down. For whatever reason, he had drushes, he had miyutim to derive those three cases, but he held that those three were considered to be so puzzle that even if they already went on the Mizbeach, they should still be brought down from the Mizbeach. So we're holding three lines from the bottom of Daf Pei Dalet Amud Beis. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shochei Behema Belaila Bifnim. If a person shechts a Behema at night time, which again, remember one of Rabbi Yehuda's cases of so puzzle that Im Ola Yered was Shochei Belaila. So a person shechts a Behema Belaila Bifnim in the Beis HaMikdash, and then Behela Bechutz, and then he goes and he brings it up to be Maktirit outside of the Beis HaMikdash. So it's obviously going to be a problem of Avodas Chutz that he's going to be in violation of, so chayiv, he's chayiv for that. And the point is that even though the carbon was already messed up, because when you shechted it, you were shechting it at night, and therefore you've already passled it anyhow, still you're going to be chayiv for being mala b'chutz. We're not going to say, no, you weren't really mala carbon b'chutz, you were mala some just piece of meat b'chutz, which isn't a problem. No, still it's going to be a problem of mala b'chutz, and as Rashi points out, ve'elos b'chutz chayiv mishum mala b'chutz ve'afilu l'Rabbi Yehuda. The chiddush is that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, Damarim also b'fnim teireid, that shechting it at night is so bad that even if it went up on the Mizbeach, you'd have to bring it down from the Mizbeach. Even according to Rabbi Yehuda, still, when you're shochet b'layla b'fnim, still you're going to be chayav for being malah b'chutz. So Rashi continues, v'lo mi b'ya hanach d'malu lo yardu d'chayav ala lasam b'chutz. Certainly those kinds of psulim that if you were to bring on the Mizbeach would get to stay on the Mizbeach, so certainly those kinds of psulim, if you're malah them b'chutz, you're going to be chayav for being malah b'chutz, because those are legitimate karbanos on some level. Again, when we say that malah lo yeri, it doesn't mean you're yotze your chiv of the karban, but on some level they have enough kedusha to stay on the Mizbeach. But even those things that Im Ola Teireid, that if they went up on the Mizbeach you have to get them off of the Mizbeach, still those items are still considered karbanos enough that you're chayev for being malah them b'chutz. And the Gemara's logic is very simple. Says the Gemara, lo tei p'chusa mi shochet b'chutz u'malah b'chutz. It should be no worse than being shochet b'chutz and malah b'chutz. When you shecht b'chutz, you've already ruined it, and yet you're still chayev twice, one for being shochet b'chutz and one for being malah b'chutz. As Rashi points out, kaimelim b'shochet, we're going to say later on, d'chayiv al shchitasa ve'al aliyasa. You're chayiv twice, once for the shechting b'chutz and one for aliyasa b'chutz. So this is no worse. When you shecht it b'layla b'fnim, that's no worse than shechting it b'chutz in the first place. So it still has the status of a carbon, and therefore, on some level, and therefore, you're going to be chayiv for malah b'chutz. So ask the Gemara, wait a second, if you're going to follow that logic, what about the following? Masar b'chir baravin, hashochet of b'fnim. The Gemara is going to say later on, person shechts an of. Now, that right away, that's b'fnim. Right away, that's a problem. There's no shchita of ofos b'fnim. There's malika of ofos b'fnim. You're never supposed to do shchita on an of b'fnim. You're supposed to malika on an of. So a person did the wrong thing. He shechted an of b'fnim, umala b'chutz, and then he goes and he's malit b'chutz. He's potter for being malah b'chutz. It's not considered, he's ruined it so badly already that it doesn't even resemble a karban, so he's not going to be chayiv for malah b'chutz. Rashi writes, shochet of b'chutz b'fnim v'aleh b'chutz potter al ha'aliyasa de'eno meskabel b'fnim ela maluk. Because it's an unacceptable karban b'fnim if it's shechted, and therefore since it's already an unacceptable karban b'fnim, it's not ro'oi to ever be brought b'fnim anyhow, so therefore you're not going to be chayav for being malah b'chutz. But according to the logic that we just said, according to the logic we just applied to the case of shechting belayla, why don't you apply the same logic by an oath? Let's see. If you shecht it b'chutz and you're mala b'chutz, then you're going to be chayiv. But neima, why don't we say that same logic? That it should be no worse, shechting b'fnim should be no worse than shechting b'chutz, right? Shechting a carbon b'chutz obviously ruins its status as a carbon, so why, and yet we say that after doing that, it's still enough of a carbon to be, that you could become chayiv for being mala'it b'chutz, so why don't you say the same thing about shechita of ofos b'fnim? So if you're going to apply that logic, you should say it by ofos b'fnim, and yet we don't. So says Gemara, Tiyufta, Gemara says, yeah, that's a major kasha, that's a major problem. Normally when the Gemara says Tiyufta, it stops and doesn't then proceed to give answers. Over here the Gemara does. Ibai Seima says, Gemara, maybe there's a difference. Shechita sof b'fnim miktal katleis. Maybe shechting a bird b'fnim is a stronger form of psul than shechting b'layla is. And therefore, when it comes to shechting b'layla, you're right, that's bad, and that's already pasul, but still it's kadosh enough to still be subject to Allah b'chutz. But shechting an oaf is such a strong psul that it's as if you did nothing. It's miktal katli. It's like just murdering the bird. You're just bludgeoning the bird. It doesn't count as anything. If it's anything short of malika, means nothing bifnim. It's as if you just chopped the bird's head off or shot the bird with a gun or something. And therefore, it's going to be a strong enough form of psul that it's no longer going to be subject to halo b'chutz. Rashi explains, miktal katle, lo sheikh, what makes shechita b'fnim so much worse than shechita b'layla? So he explains, lo sheikh shechita b'fnim klal, lo b'chulin v'lo b'kachin. There's no such din of shechita b'fnim anywhere, ever. Not by chulin, not by kachim. You never do shechita on ofos in the Beis HaMikdash. Aval shechitas layla, shechita hi b'chulin. But shechitas layla is something that is a valid form of shechita. It is when dealing with chulin animals. Hilkach b'kachim shechita p'sula hi kru. So when it comes to kachim, if you shecht the laila, so that's a shechita psula, but at least it's a shechita. But when you shecht the bird, it's not even called a shechita. It's just you bludgeon the bird to death. That's all it is. It doesn't even have a shame, shechita. Now, you have to realize, shechita's laila is also not shaykh b'fnim, lo b'chulin v'lo b'kachim. Right, meaning we said, how's Rashi describing this? Shechitas of, the reason that it's not a shechita at all is because there's never a shechitas of b'fnim, not by chulin, not by kachim. The secret Rashi doesn't tell you is that there's never a shechitas anything b'fnim of chulin. You never shecht chulin b'fnim. So shechitas of is not shaykh b'fnim, lo b'chulin v'lo b'kachim. Yeah, shechitas laila is also not shaykh b'fnim, lo b'chulin v'lo b'kachim. You can shecht chulin at night outside of the Beis HaMikdash. You can shecht an oaf outside of the Beis HaMikdash also, right? So it's unclear exactly what chilek Rashi is really making over here that makes the shechitas oaf such an invalid type of act that it doesn't have a shame shechita at all, whereas shechitas laila does have a shame shechita. You have to say something along the lines of the fact that there's no shechita b'layla ba'azara is not a problem in shechitas laila to the extent that shechitas laila is going to be considered just bludgeoning the animal. It's just that the Torah passes a korban that's avra lav shah min alayla, but it's not a din in the shechita. Meaning laila is not a psul in the shechita. It's just a psul in the korban, and therefore it still has a shame shechita even though there's shechitas laila. Whereas by the oaf, it's a psul in the shechita. To shecht the oaf is not in bifnim. That's not the form of shechita that's accepted on an oaf. You need to do malika on an oaf bifnim. So it's a psul in the shechita. It's a psul in the method used to kill the animal. You have to somehow read that into Rashi, because otherwise it's very difficult to understand exactly what chilek Rashi is really making. So that's one possible explanation of what the distinction might be between shechitas laila and shechitas oaf. Amar ula, emure kachim kalim shehelim ufnei zrikas damin, So Ula says the following din. If a murim kachum kalim, you have a murim of kachum kalim that were brought up on the mizbeach before you did the zrikas adam, so you do not take them off of the mizbeach, they become the lachmo shel mizbeach. They become the feed of the mizbeach. They get to stay on the mizbeach. Amar Bizera Afananami Tanina. So Bizera says, I'll bring you a raya. Shenishbach dam of Shiyata dam of Chutzla Klaim. Right, our Mishnah spoke about cases of Ima Alulo Yerdu, but cases where Rabbi Yehuda disagreed and said Ima Alulo Yerdu. And what were Rabbi Yehuda's cases of Ima Alulo Yerdu when it's Nishchat Belaila, when it's Nishbach dam, when it's Yatza dam of Chutzla Klaim? Now think about those cases of Nishbach dam and Yatza dam of Chutzla Klaim. What's unique about them is, let's take Nishbach dam for example. There is no longer going to be Zrikas Adam if Nishbach Dama. Obviously, the Dam is now gone. So Umah Hasam, in a case where the Dam is gone, Di'imba Lizrok Ein Lo Lizrok, even if you wanted to do the Zrika, you couldn't possibly do the Zrika. There's no Dam left to be Zorek, Amarta Imalu Lo Yardu, and yet we still say that if it goes on the Mizbeach, don't bring it down from the Mizbeach, let it stay there. Hacha, meaning according to Tanakama, right, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, but according to Tanakama, Ima Alulo Yardu, Hacha, the Imba Lizrog Zorek, Lo Kol Shkein. Over here, where you just haven't yet done the Zrika Saddam, and if you wanted, you still could do the Zrika Saddam, all the more so that the Emurim should get to stay on the Mizbeach. So, says the Gemara, no, Tirgama Akache Kachim. Now, maybe the idea of when the Mishnah was talking about Kache Kachim, where that had Kedushas HaGuf before the Zrika Saddam, and therefore it's not a raya from the case of Nishbach Dama and Yatzah Dama Chutz L'Klaim, because it's Dafka speaking about cases of Kache Kachim. So says Gemara, and therefore since it has more inherent Kedusha, that's why I'm Alulo Yardu, and that's why it's not limited, it's not bound by the Zrika, by the ability to do Zrika. But maybe Kachim Kalim are more connected to the Zrika. And Kachim Kalim, if you haven't done the Zrika, Im Alu, then you're going to have to be Morid them. But so it's not necessarily a Raya from a case of Kachim Kachim. Because the Mishnah might be talking about Kachim Kachim. Says the Gemara, really, it might be talking about Kachim Kachim? Hare Pesach to Kachim Kalim who? Pesach is mentioned in that Mishnah where it says, HaPesach v'achatas, and we assume that that's just a continuation of the topics of the Mishnah, and therefore the whole Mishnah was talking about Kachim Kalim as well. So it says, Gemara, Tirguma b'shalol l'shman. No, when it says Pesach, it's only going on the psul of shalol l'shma. We're not going on the other issues discussed in the Mishnah that relate to Himalul Yardu. It's only going on the psul of shalol l'shma. But really, the Mishnah primarily is about Kachim Kachim, not about Kachim Kalim. Now, this din of Ula, Kachim Kalim that you bring up to the Mizbeach before you do the Zrika, that Lo Yardu, because it becomes Lachmo Shel Mizbeach. Major Machlokas, Rishonim and Achronim, about the limitations on this halacha, meaning Im Olu Lo Yardu, some explain, which really sounds like the Pashas of the Gemara, that Ula is talking about Emuri Kachim Kalim, that you brought up before the Zrika Saddam, that it's Lo Yardu, is when you, it means that you're able to burn them even before you do the Zrika Saddam, meaning once they're on the Mizbeach, they get burnt. You don't have to then worry about the Zrika Saddam anymore. Zrika Saddam becomes a non-issue. And even the Chachila, you don't need to wait to burn them until you do the Zrika Saddam. It's not necessary. Zrika Saddam becomes marginalized. It becomes a non-important issue once the Emurim are already on the Mizbeach. When they're on the Mizbeach, you can go ahead and burn them. Others explain, though, Rashi and the Rabbeinu Gershom Maseches Me'ila explain that no, even though the Emurim that are on the Mizbeach before the Zrika Saddam, the Emurim of Kachim Kalim that are on the Mizbeach before the Zrika Saddam, do not need to be brought down, Im Alu Lo Yardu, you still shouldn't burn them until you do the Zrika Saddam. You should still leave them there and don't do anything until you do the Zrika Saddam. And the Chiddush of Ula is that the Mizbeach was kolet even before the Zrikas Adam, and that you just don't have to take them down and then wait for the Zrikas Adam. The point is, but you do have to wait for the Zrikas Adam in order to burn them. And then there's a third shita, which suggests, one of the Acharim suggests, that l'chadchila you should wait till you zorik the dam, but b'dieved, you could be the haktara is considered a haktara even if you're not zorik the dam. So what's the yisod ha-machlokas? It might be about what the idea of klitas Mizbeach is, whether that's considered the tchilas haktara or not. Is the yisod of the fact that imalu lo yerdu, that as soon as it goes on the mizbeach, that's considered the beginning of the haktara. So if the beginning of the haktara happened already, you lose nothing by continuing the haktara. Or if you assume no, it's just a kinyan the mizbeach made, but it's not considered the tchilas haktara. It's not considered that the haktara on the mizbeach has already begun. So if that's the case, it's just a kinyan of the mizbeach, but the haktara has not already begun. So then it could be you would want to wait for the Zrika Saddam before you would do the Haktara. Okay, Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, V'kulon sha'alu chayin l'gabi Mizbeach yardu. So our Mishnah said that any live animal that goes up on the Mizbeach, you need to be morid from the Mizbeach, right? The implication is, hashchutu lo yardu. But a shechted animal, an animal that's already been shechted, that it would not have to be brought down from the Mizbeach. So my lav, lo shna kachim kachim, lo shna kachim kalim. So doesn't that tell you that it's true of both kachim kachim and kachim kalim? So again, ula's din, that emuri kachukalim that were ola before the Zrika Saddam, that they are not yored, and we thought we can prove it from the Mishnah. We said no, you can't, because that's talking about kachukachim, but kachim kalim would be different. Over here you see a raya to ula that it's both by kachukachim and by kachim kalim, that any animal that's already been shechted, if it goes on the mizbeach, so that's it, it's good enough. Says lo hashchutin, no, that you made the wrong deal. The Mishnah said chayin go on the mizbeach, so then you can bring them down. So what's the diuk to make? We thought the diuk to make was, if a shechted animal went up on the mizbeach, you don't bring it down. No, the diuk is hashchutin. If a shechted animal went up on the mizbeach, then we need to discuss. Then there's more to analyze. Mehen yardu, mehen lo yardu. Sometimes will be brought down, sometimes won't be brought down. Then there's what to talk about. Aiva kulan katani, but it says kulan sha'alu, right? So doesn't that imply that all chayin are in one category and all shchutin are in another category? It says more now, kulam achayin. When it says kulam, it's going on the live animals. All live animals are in one category. All shechted animals are not necessarily in the other category. Meaning all live animals that go up on the mizbech are brought down. Nachon. But does not mean that all dead animals are not brought down. All dead animals would still be subject to further discussion whether they are or are not brought down. So says Gemara Pshita, isn't this obvious? What's obvious? So says Rashi, if you look at Rashi, third wide line, Pshita diyerdu, dachosen va'olin la'achar shchita, holub ksherin kaimi. That of course you're going to be morid the live animals from the Mizbeach, because you're not losing anything by being morid them, because you could shech them when they're off the mizbeach and then bring them right back up. We're dealing with regular, kosher, perfectly fine animals. So of course, when it goes up on the mizbeach, you could take it down, because you could then do the regular avoda and bring it right back up. That's the kasha, the way Rashi understands it. Now, the shita of Rashi is that a carbon kosher, the mizbeach is not kolet. The mizbeach is not mekadesh, a carbon kosher that's alive, and therefore, if you want, you could be morid it. And that's how he understands the pshita, that since the Gemara is assuming that we're dealing with karbanos that are kosher, so melitz pashut, then I'm olu yerdu, because you could be malah them again after you morid them. The Rambam shita, however, doesn't seem to be this way. The Rambam in Psalm Mukdashin Gimel Gimel writes as follows. I'll read you his lashon. He says, V'chein zvachim shchutim sha'alu l'gabi ha-mizbeach, shechted animals that went up on the mizbeach, mavshitan u'minatchan b'mekoman, you skin them and you dissect them, you cut them up into pieces in their place, you take down the insides and you rinse them off with water, and then you bring them back up on the mizbeach, and you take down the skin and the meat and you bring that and you give that to the bailim, and then you go and you burn the rest of the karban. Why don't you take the whole animal off? And why do you do all this this on top of the mizbech, why don't you take the whole thing off? Because whichever parts of the animal belong on the fire, once they are up on the mizbech, you can't be morid them from the mizbech. So it seems from the Rambam that even a carbon kosher that goes to the mizbech, that goes up on the mizbech is kolate, and you cannot be morid it from the mizbech. The mizbech has been kolate whatever parts belong ultimately on the mizbech. So if that's the case, it's the question of the Gemara of Pshita requires a little bit of analysis, because it's a very great chiddush that the Gemara is saying that even though it went up to the mizbech and there was reason to say that the mizbech was kolate and therefore it should not be yored, it should not be morid it, since the mizbech is not mekadesh chay, animals that are still alive, so you should be morid. That's a chiddush. Normally kosher karbanos, the mizbech is kolate, but over here it's alive, and therefore the mizbech is not kolate. That's a tremendous chiddush. You wouldn't ask pshita on such a din. According to Rashi, the mizbech is never kolate k'sherim anyway. That a kosher korban, even after it's dead, the mizbech is not kolate, and you can take it down, do whatever you need, and bring it right back up. It's no problem. But according to the Rambam, the mizbech is kolate k'sherim. So if the mizbech is kolate k'sherim, then it's a chiddush to say that when an animal was a kosher animal that went up on the mizbech, but you're allowed to take it down because it's alive. So that itself is a great chiddush. So according to the Rambam, the Gemara's question of Pshita is much more difficult to understand. So the Sfasemis writes that the Rambam will have to explain that the Gemara is assuming that the Mishnah is talking about Psulim and not with Ksherim. And the Gemara's question is Pshita, that obviously a Pasul animal, Kodem Shchita, is not considered Psula B'Kodesh, and therefore can be brought down from the mizbech, because anything that's not psul b'kodesh im alayered, and that's the kasha of pshita. Is you're just telling me that only things that are psul b'kodesh are malo teired. This is not psul b'kodesh because it's psul happened before the shchita, and that's all. That's how the Rambam understands the pshita. But okay, back in the Gemara. So again, pshita. So the way Rashi understands the pshita is that a carbon that's kosher, the mizbech is not mekadesh, and therefore, obviously, it could be brought back down. A live animal went up on the mizbech, obviously, it could be brought back down. So it says Gemara, liolam achayin ubedukin shaba'ayin. No, when we say that this chiddush that it could be brought back down, we're talking about an animal that has a mum of dukin shaba'ayin. It has some sort of problem in the eye. It has some sort of cataract in the eye. Valibid Rabbi Akiva damarim alu lo yerdu, and we're assuming like Rabbi Akiva who says that im alu lo yerdu, that when it has dukin shaba'ayin, if it goes up on the mizbech, it's not the kind of mum that you would have to bring it down from the mizbech. Good, but if you look at Rashi, valibid Rabbi Akiva nakata adam rasisim balimumin im alu lo yerdu umakmina lekaman bedukin shaba'ayin, that we're assuming that Rabbi Akiva who holds that balimum, when they're brought on the mizbech, when they go up, they do not come back down, but not really all balimum. It means dokin shaba'ayin kinds of mum, meaning not like mechusar ever kinds of mumin, dokin shaba'ayin kinds of mumin, according to Rabbi Akiva, when they go up, do not come down. So therefore, vashmi'inon masnisin alu chayim yardu, hashchutin lo yardu. And the chiddush is that, yeah, if an animal that's alive has dokin shaba'ayin goes up on the mizbech, that you can bring down. But the chiddush is, but if it were dead, and it went up on the mizbech, and it had dokin shabayin, it was a bal mum of dokin shabayin that went up on the mizbech and was dead, was already shechted, then im alu lo yerdu. So that's the chiddush, tell me like Rabbi Akiva. Says Gemara, b'mayu kimta b'psulin. So you just said that the Mishnah is in fact talking about psulin, that we're not talking about kshem, we're talking about a bal mum, ema seifa, but then you read weiter, and it says, v'cheina ola shal sochay l'rosh ha-mizbech, teired, that an ola that goes up alive to the top of the mizbech should be brought down, shachtu b'rosh ha-mizbech, but if you shecht on top of the mizbech, yafshit v'yinatach b'mekoma. So you should skin it and cut it up into its pieces on the mizbech. But if we're talking about a pasul of carbon, v'psula bas hefshit v'nituachi, if it's pasul, what are you skinning and cutting it up into the different pieces? Why are you treating it like a real valid carbon? If we're dealing with a balmum over here, an animal that had dokin shaba'ayin, so why do you have to go through all this whole process when it's on top of the mizbech of treating it like a carbon? V'nasata osa amarachman. osak sheira v'lo psula. That v'nitachosa rather, Amar Rachmana, osak sheira v'lo psula. The din of nituach is only on an animal that's kosher, not on a pasul carbon. So if you're going to say the ukimta of the Mishnah, is that the Mishnah is talking about a case of an animal that has a mum, so what are you doing in nituach on top of the mizbech, on an animal that has a mum? The din of nituach is only on animals that are kosher karbanos. So says Gemara, okay, that line of the Mishnah is talking about a kosher karban. Seifa asal nekshera. The seifa of the Mishnah is in fact talking about a kosher karban. The previous part of the Mishnah was talking about pasul karban. Umay kamashmalan, what's the chiddush then? That a kosher karban, that you do hefshet v'nituach? Of course you do. The chiddush is, diyesh hefshet v'nituach b'rosh ha-mizbech. You might think that the top of the mizbech is not the space, is not the place to be doing hefshet v'nituach. So that's the chiddush, that there is hefshet v'nituach on the top of the mizbech. That's great. That's an excellent way to explain the Mishnah, that the Mishnah is talking about a kosher karban, and you're doing hefshet v'nituach on top of the mizbeach, because, and the chiddush is you're allowed to do hefshet v'nituach on top of the mizbeach. You don't have to take it down and do it there and then bring it back up. That's great if you hold that you are in fact allowed to do hefshet v'nituach on top of the mizbeach. But for the shita that holds that you're not allowed to do hefshet v'nituach on top of the mizbech, how's he going to explain what's going on in our Mishnah, where you have this ola chaya that went up on the mizbech and you're shechting it and doing hefshet v'nituach on the rosh ha-mizbech? That it must be dealing with a case where it was kosher once and then it became pasul. That once it had a zrikas adam and there was a moment where the basar was actually okay, then you have to be mafshitit and give it to the kohanim. Meaning, essentially, we're going to say that the end of the Mishnah is talking about a carbon that's pasul. But we said if it's talking about a carbon that's pasul, what are you doing hefshet v'nituach for? It doesn't require hefshet v'nituach. No, we're assuming like Rabbi Shimon that sometimes even a carbon that's pasul does require hefshet v'nituach. When? If it had a shasa kosher, if it had a zrikas adam, and the basar became kosher, and then a psul happened, then you would still do hefshet v'nituach, even though the animal is pasul. So says the Gemara, okay, but if the animal is pasul, if that's what we're talking about, we're dealing with a case of an animal being pasul, v'elu d'ketani ketzados amoredes hakirbayim l'mato madichan lameli. But we said that, what do you do? You bring down the innards of the animal and off of the mizbeach after you do the nituach, and you rinse them out, you wash them off. Well, why are you doing the washing off of the insides of the animal? Those parts are certainly not going anywhere. They're not going back up on the mizbeach because we're dealing with a pasul of carbon. So what do you have to do the whole rinsing for? Hechin avid. So says Gemara, well, what do you want to do? What should we do? Nakravinu bepersayu? Should we just burn it with all the junk that's inside of it? Obviously, you can't do that. You can't just burn it with all the with all the junk inside of it, because that's terrible. So anan hachikamin and madichal namali says no. We're asking not to just burn it the way it is. We're asking take the innards off, out of the mizbeach, away from the rest of the animal, and don't rinse them. They're going to the beis hashreifa anyway. They're getting destroyed. They're not going to be brought back up. We're not suggesting. We never meant to suggest that you should just take the animal as is and just burn it as is with all the intestines and whatever else and whatever dung is inside of it and all that. No, certainly you need to take that stuff out. You need to take the whole digestional tract out probably and go. But why do you need to rinse it when it's off the mizbeach? That was the kasha. So says Gemara, no, the reason you need to do that is that we're afraid that another Kohen is going to walk by the Mizbeach and see these insides of the animal there, and he's going to say, oh, look at that, someone forgot to put these on the Mizbeach, and he's going to go and he's going to bring them up in the Mizbeach and he's going to burn them on the Mizbeach. So just in case they accidentally get back up on top of the Mizbeach, we need to rinse them off, even though they're not supposed to go back on the Mizbeach, in case you have a Kohen who doesn't know and he comes and he makes such a mistake. That's why we need to do we need to do the rinsing. So says Gemara, Vanan Neku Nevelu Lukan and Milsa Dasabel De Takala. We would go and rinse off the animal and make it look like something that belongs on the mizbeach, which is more likely to lead a kohen to believe that it belongs on the mizbeach and put the wrong thing on the mizbeach. So it says, well, yeah, filu achi adifa shloyu katshe shemayim mutalim kinevela. Yeah, that's still the best option. Better than having katshe shemayim just sitting there with the perishalah and with the junk inside of it. Much better to have it to have that situation than the alternative of having it not be not rinsed. So that's the reason that we have to bring it back up. Now the mitzvah of hadachas hakirbayim is a mitzvah in the Torah. Vikirbo kraav yirchatz b'mayim. It's a pasuk in the Torah that you're supposed to rinse out the kirbayim. So Hashemus writes, from our Gemara you can prove that it's not only karbanos ksherim that require hadachas kirbayim, even karbanos psulim that went on the mizbeach, you can only be maktir, you're only allowed to burn those karbanos after you do the hadacha, because the Mishnah, the Gemara over here is requiring a hadacha on the insides of the karbanos that are pasul. Sfasemis says, though, that it could be that this is Tali in the Machlokas that the Gemara mentioned before, in whether Hefshet bin Nituach Brosh, whether you do Hefshet bin Nituach Brosh Mizbeach or not. That if you say that there's no Hefshet bin Nituach Brosh Mizbeach, so the Mishnah has to be talking about Pasul Karbanos, and therefore you can then prove that you still do Hadacha on Pasul Karbanos, because we're suggesting to do a Hadacha. But according to the way the Rambam paskins that there is Hefshet bin Nituach Brosh Mizbeach, so then you don't need to make the Ukimta that we made on Amaral in the Mishnah that it's talking about pasul karbanos, it might be talking about kashur karbanos, and then okay, you're doing a hadacha because it's kashur karban, and then you wouldn't necessarily have any hechrach to say that a pasul karban would require hadacha as well. So that issue is probably subject to that machlokas. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter, Amar Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Boy Rabbi Yochanan, Emuri Kachem Kalam Shehel Mufnei Zrikas Damin, Yardu or Lo Yardu. If you have Emurim of Kachem Kalam that were brought up on the Mizbeach before he had Zrikas Adam, should they be brought down or should they not be brought down from the Mizbeach? Amar Rabbi Ami, V'tibayilach Mi'ila. He says, why are you asking if they should be brought down from the Mizbeach? Why don't you ask if they're subject to Mi'ila? If the fact that they were brought on the Mizbeach is enough to make them subject to Mi'ila. He says, I don't really have any questions about Mi'ila, because when it comes to Kachem Kalam are only subject to Mi'ila once you do Zrika. Prior to Zrika, there is no Mi'ila by Kachem Kalam. The Zrika who dekavaluhu be Mi'ila. It's certainly Zrika that's koveya the din of Mi'ila by Kachem Kalam. So that wasn't my Shaila. Kikam Mi'ila Yerida. My Shaila was about Yerida from the Mizbeach. Should you take it down from the Mizbeach or not? Upashat lo yardu ve'in ben Mi'ila. And therefore, the final answer is, it's not Yorid from the Mizbeach, and it's not subject to Mi'ila. So it's a little bit unusual, because you would think that if it's something that stays on the Mizbeach, that it's very Kadosh, and therefore should be subject to Mi'ila, but it's not that way. It's not it's not brought down from the Mizbeach, does get to stay there, but it's not subject to Mi'ila. Now, so that's what some of the Mefarshim ask, the Achronim ask. Well, wait a second, if the Mizbeach was Mekadishit to the point that you're not morid from the Mizbeach and you're Makrovit, so why don't we assume that it becomes Kachay Hashem? And should have a din of Kachay Hashem, of Kachay Kachim, that are subject to Mi'ila even without a Zrikas Hadam, right? It should have a real strong Kedusha if the Mizbeach is Mekadishit to the extent that you're not being moridit from the Mizbeach. So the Arsameach explains, based on Ramban, where the Ramban writes that there's no Mi'ila behegdish that was huktash al yidei Adam. There's only Mi'ila by hegdish that was huktash al yidei there's only Mi'ila by Hegdish that's Huktash Ali De'adam. But Hegdish that's Huktash Memela, like if Hegdish is Kona with Kinyan Chatzer, a certain item, so that's Huktash Memela, there's no din of Mi'ila. So he says the din of Haktara that's Chal Al Yidei the Kiddush HaMizbeach is similar to the din of Haktara that's Chal Al Yidei Zrikas Adam Shel HaKohen, because when you Zorik the Dam, is not similar to the Kiddusha that's Chal by Zrikas Adam, because Zrikas Adam is a human act. That's the Kohen being Mekadesh. That's when it becomes subject to Me'ila. The fact that the Mizbeach was Kolate, that happens in Memela. Things that happen in Memela do not give it that same level of Kedusha to the extent that it's going to be subject to Me'ila. And therefore, it's not subject to Me'ila. Vayter in the Gemara. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Masni Hachir. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak had the same basic conclusion, but he arrived at it the following way. Amar Rav Chiya Bar Abba, Boy Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan asked the Shaila. Emuri Kachem Kalm Shalom Fnei Zrikas Dam Yesh Ben Me'ila Olo. That his Shaila was about whether it's subject to Me'ila. Ve'ila. Amalei Rabbi Ami V'tibayi Lach Yirida. Why don't you ask whether it should be brought down from the Mizbeach? Amalei Yirida Lokam Yibayili Dinas Alach Mashal Mizbeach. He says, no, I'm pretty sure it's not brought down from the Mizbeach because it becomes the Lach Mashal Mizbeach. Kikam Yibayili Me'ila. What I really am bothered by, what I really don't know though, is whether it's subject to Me'ila. U'pashet Hachi Lo Yerdu Ve'en Ben Me'ila. And the Maskan is the same. You don't bring it down from the Mizbeach and it's not subject to Me'ila. Period. Ve'elu lo haya psulan b'kodesh. Right, the Mishnah then listed things that are not considered psulan b'kodesh. The Mishnah listed roveya, nirva, muktzo, all those things, all those problems that could come the way Rashi understood psulan b'kodesh before it ever gets to the azara. Right, those items imalu yeridu. So it says Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan lo hichshir Rabbi Akiva. Right, and then we said bali mum are not psulan b'kodesh, but Rabbi Akiva says that bali mum, Rabbi Akiva's machshir b'bali mumin. He says a bali mum that goes on the mizbeach that should be left on the Mizbeach. So Rabbi Yochanan Hichshir Rabbi Akiva L'Bedokin Shabbai and Holvik Sherim Ba'Ofos. Rabbi Akiva only allows those kinds of mumen that are okay by Ofos, like Dokin Shabbayin, or really any mum. The only thing that's not okay by Ofos is if it's Mechusar Ever. So what he really means over here is really any mum, but Mechusar Ever Rabbi Akiva would not allow. V'usha Kadam Akdeshin is mumen, as long as that it was holy before it had the mum. Umoda Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva's Moda, Ba'olas Nekeva, that if you have an Olas Nekeva that was brought up on the Mizbeach, the Kishakada Muma Lakdesha Damia. That's considered that the Mum was there before the Hektish took place, and therefore Rabbi Akiva would be Moda that you got to take that down from the Mizbeach. By Rabbi Yirmiyah, Yesh Nirva Ba'Ofos, O Ein Nirva Ba'Ofos. Is there a din of Nirva by Ofos? Meaning, basically, the issue is that an Of is not Shaykh that he's going to be Roveya, a woman. An Of can't be Roveya, an Isha. It could become a Nirva, so is there a din of Nirva by Ofos? So, Miyam Ramina Behema Lahotzias Roveya Va'Nirva, Kalecha Disei B'Roveya Isa B'Nirva, Kalecha Deleisei B'Roveya Leisei B'Nirva? Should we say that the din of Nirva should only apply to those things that can be Roveya? And if it's not, it can't be Roveya, then it can't be Nirva. So an Oaf can't be Roveya, and therefore cannot be Nirva. Odilma, Hare Nevda Ba'Avera. Or maybe you say, no, if the Oaf was Nirva, if, again, Nirva's bestiality, a man was Boel an Oaf, so you're going to bring that on the Mizbeach. I mean, that it was Nevda Ba'Avera, that was horrible. It had a horrible Avera done to it. Why should it relate to whether it has the potential to be Roveya? Why should that matter? So that's the two of the Shaila, whether it needs potential to be Roveya or doesn't need the potential to be Roveya. Amar Rabba, Toshima. So he'll bring a raya. Rabbi Akiva machshir bali mumin. Rabbi Akiva says that bali mumin on the mizbeach are not brought down. V'misa nachshir nami benirva hold the kasher ba'ofos. What was Rabbi Akiva's svara by bali mumin? That it's kasher ba'ofos. Anything that's kasher ba'ofos gets to stay on the mizbeach. So if nirva is kasher ba'ofos, so Rabbi Akiva should say, oh, nirva, an animal, it's nirva, should get to stay on the mizbeach also because it's kasher ba'ofos. So Shema Mina, so you see obviously that it's not so, that Rabbi Akiva was not machshir b'nirva, must be that it's not kasher ba'ofos, that nirva is a problem by ofos. Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak Afna Nami Tanina, ha-nirva va-muksa va-nevad va-esan u-mechir va-tumtum va-androgynous kulam etam begadim ha-beis ha-bliya. Shema Mina, that we're talking about ofos, because we're talking about tumas begadim beis ha-bliya, and the veil of tar is metam begadim ha-beis ha-bliya, and it speaks about, in that context, a nirva in regards to ofos. So you see that ofos are subject to the rules of Nirva. Rabbi Chanina Sgana Kwanim, then we had Rabbi Chanina Sgana Kwanim showed up in the Mishnah. He says, you know, when my father was running the show in the Beis HaMikdash, he just, he adds a historical fact, he got the Bali Mumin off of the Mizbeach. So the Gemara wants to know, what's he adding over here? Story time over here. We already had two Shitos, whether you are Docha the Bali Mumin or not. So what's that Abba was Docha? So you might say Maisa Kamashmul, and either he's coming to tell us a Maisa, because a Maisa Rav is more impactful than just a theoretical shita. Or maybe he's telling us a compromise shita. He got it off of the Mizbeach, but he wasn't very dramatic about it. He didn't make like a big deal about it, that to like sort of humiliate the karban and get rid of it. It was more of like a quiet, just move it aside, kind of getting it off of the Mizbeach. Shem Shem Allah, then the Mishnah said, just like im Allah lo yered, im the Mishnah said, so too im yored lo yalu, right? That if it went down, it doesn't go back up. So it says, that's only if the fire hasn't yet caught on to that part of the animal. Mashal ben or yalu. But if the fire already caught it and then it fell off, it does go back up. Rav Mari Masni Aresh. Rav Mari taught that in connection to our Mishnah the way we just said it. Rabbi Chanina Mesura Masni Asefa. Rabbi Chanina Mesura taught Ula's statement in regards to the next Mishnah, in connection to the next Mishnah. Hatzamos vagin vakarnayim vatalpayim bizman shemuchubar yalu. All those parts of the animal, if they're still connected, then they go up. Perishu lo yalu, but if they're separated from the basar, then they don't go up. Amar ula lo shanu lo shalom mashal ben ha'or. That's only if the fire hasn't yet caught on to them. Av mashal ben ha'or yalu, but if the fire already caught on to them, then it does go up. So man demasni asefa kol shkein ha'resha. So if you're going to say that if mashal ben ha'or, it would go up even by the bus, by the atzamos and things like that, then kol shkein in the case of the resha of basar that fell off of the mizbeach, if it's mashal ben ha'or, it would go back up. Man demasni ha'resha, but if you say that it's only in the case of our Mishnah, where you're dealing with basar of la seifa, lav b'nei aktara ninu, but bones and things like that aren't subject to aktara at all, and therefore those would not go up even if mashal b'ana'ar. Okay, we'll pick up with the Mishnah tomorrow.